Anyway, I will tell y'all a little fun tale about children here. I was at a molasses boiling, the way they used to make old-fashioned sorghum molasses, at a friend's house one fall, and his little granddaughter was about 8 years old, and I played him a few tunes while he was skimming that old black foam off of that good molasses, and I put the guitar down when they were scooping them out of the boiler, and his little granddaughter, about 8, came and climbed up on my lap and hugged me a big old hug and said, "Doc Watson, I love you a whole bunch." I said, "Honey, when I get real old and ugly, you still gonna love me?" She said, "I love you now, don't I?" And Richard's daughter Candace was about 5 or 6, and I'd been stacking up wood one day just before lunch, and I was real hungry when I sat down at the kitchen bar, and she was sitting by me on the bar stool there, and I said, "A table grace." It was the whole 2 or 3 lines, some short thing, you know, like a fella that wasn't very thankful would do. And she looked at Rosalie and said, "Mamma, can I pray now?" And she said, "Yes, honey, you can." And little Candace said one about 3 minutes long, asking the Lord to bless all the family and the food and everything it could think of, bless its little heart. And I reached over and put my arm around her little waist. I said, "Honey, you said a long one, didn't you?" She said, "It was better than yours." And I guess it was, you know. They know how to get ahead of you. Yes, they do. Well, let's do that working man blues right here. Or roll on, buddy. Which one would you rather do?
Your call,
Bob. Oh, well, you want to do both of them? Roll on, buddy.